Isaiah, chapter 42. Look, my slave, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit on him, he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause it to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench, he will bring forth justice in truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged, until he has set justice in the earth, and the isles will wait for his instructions. Thus says God Yahweh, he who created the heavens, and stretched them forth, he who spread abroad the earth and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, and those who sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Look, the former things have come to pass, and I declare new things, before they spring forth I tell you of them. Sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, you who go down to the sea, and all that is in it, the isles, and its inhabitants. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Sela sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh, and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh will go forth as a mighty man, he will stir up his zeal like a man of war, he will cry, yes, he will shout aloud, he will do mightily against his enemies. I have held my peace for a long time, I have been still, and refrained myself, now I will cry out like a travailing woman, I will gasp and pant together. I will lay waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they don't know, in paths that they don't know I will lead them, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things I will do, and I will not forsake them. They will be turned back, they will be completely put to shame, who trust in graven images, who say to molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind, but my slave? Or deaf, as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as he who is at peace with me, and blind as Yahweh's slave? You have seen many things, but you don't retain, his ears are open, but he doesn't hear. It pleased Yahweh, for his righteousness sake, to magnify the law, and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered, all of them are snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses, they are for a prey, and none delivers, for a spoil, and none says, restore, who is there among you who will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they would not walk, neither were they obedient to his law. Therefore he poured on him the fierceness of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it set him on fire round about, yet he didn't know, and it burned him, yet he didn't lay it to heart.